Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yeah, believe it or not, despite the jacket-free weather today, 12 days away from Christmas time, what are you giving as gift for the foodie on your holiday gift-giving list? It's the subject of today's Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. And today, food as gifts. We start off with perennially one of a favorite food gift, and that is a lobster gram. Fresh lobsters, live lobsters, frozen products that you can send to people all over the country. Our pal Dan the Lobster Man, Dan Zwicky, is on the phone line with us. Dan, how you doing there, my friend?
Hey, oh my gosh, it's so good to be on your show, and happy holidays, too.
Happy holidays to you. How long ago did you start Lobster Graham?
Oh my gosh, I was young at the time. I was 24, 1986.
Well, don't make me do the math now to figure out how old you are.
28 years ago I started this thing. And I never really started it to do a company. It was just kind of happened that way. It's, you know, sometimes businesses do.
Yeah, and it's turned out to be such a popular food as a gift item for all of these years. Explain, you know, what you can get and send as a holiday gift from Lobster Graham.
Yeah, well, we started out way back when with live lobsters. We have our warehouse in Maine. In Biddeford, Maine, is what they say out the Mainers, and we add, you know, our deal is we add everything in it, right? It's just not the lobsters. We add the lemon, the butter, the bibs, the shell crackers, the seafood forks. You know, we really make it a gift, and then we ship it from Maine on the day you want it to arrive. So if you want it to arrive on a Wednesday, we're going to get it there on a Wednesday. If it's someone's birthday and you want it there on their birthday, we're going to get it there. We ship it all next day air. And then maybe 15 years ago, people said, hey, you know, I'm a little squeamish of live lobsters. How about lobster tails? So started offering lobster tails. And in the true Lobster Graham form, we also add the lemon and the butter and the shell crackers and the forks and all those things. And I think one of the things that we do too that's really cool is we add all the instructions in there so anybody can cook it perfectly, you know, or prepare it.
Yeah, you've made it so easy, and they're fantastic gifts. Anyone that's ever received a Lobster Graham package, I mean, when the thing arrives, and you know, sometimes the cooking pot is there. I mean, literally, all, yeah. Literally, you just add water. In some cases, or you know, turn your oven on to cook the you know some of the frozen items. But it's not just lobster. It's not just lobster tails. I mean, you've got a variety of seafood and steak. I mean, some people aren't crazy about seafood. I mean, your menu has expanded greatly over the years.
Oh, my gosh, it really has. And it's funny because someone called up one time and they said, hey, I want to send a lobster gram to mom and dad, but my mom loves lobster and my dad loves steak, but you don't have steak. And I go, well, yes, we do.
But wait.
So I found out the top steakhouses in Chicago, who cuts for those guys. And so that's what we use, the same butchers that cut for all the big, great steak houses here in Chicago, Gibson's, Chop House, and all those. So our steaks, oh, my God, they're so good. And you know, you compare it with the tails. I mean, wow, that's an awesome holiday gift.
That's an awesome holiday gift for, you know, for friends, family, for coworkers, for, you know, business associates. You know, people are always, you know, trying to find a great gift for a business associate because often you don't really know that much, you know, personally about somebody like that. But who wouldn't love a great food gift like this? And there's great dessert items. You still sell those chocolate, like volcano cakes or something, right?
I forgot what cake.
Yeah, oh, those. That is decadence personified, those cakes.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you have some of our homemade chowder, some lobster tails, a steak, lava cakes. Holy cow, that's a feast.
Yeah, as my dad would say, good night, Irene.
You know,
I don't know why I've started saying that. My dad used to say that all the time. I never really understood it, and suddenly I'm saying it all the time. Good night, Irene.
I don't know. It sounds good, though, right?
It does sound good. It's very, very Mad Men, very old school Mad Men. I don't get it exactly. So it used to be that you would just call a number and order all this stuff, and now with you know, the computer machines and all that sort of thing,
it's
super easy to order or you know, even get gift certificates if you're not sure what somebody would like. How does one order?
Well, you know, the gift certificates, they are just flying out the doors right now, right? Because the holidays, sometimes, you know, people are really busy, you're not quite sure. But one of the really cool things I think that we do is we do gift certificates like everybody else. Here's a dollar amount, right? You want to spend $100, $150, $200, whatever you want. Or we have what we call a your choice, so you can choose the dollar value you want, and it'll give four choices to your recipient. There's no prices on it. So it's really a really cool gift. And that's what we've always focused on, is more the gifting end of you know, what we do. We try and, you know, all the packaging, we make it look nice. And it's that whole experience thing.
Okay. So phone number and website if somebody wants to take advantage of it.
Now, the phone number, 1-800-LIVE-LOB.
It's a classic phone number.
Really, you know, when I got that number way back in 1986, I was trying to think of a really clever vanity number, right? Because you're like, who? There was no internet, for gosh sakes, right?
Right.
And when I found that number and I called it, and no one answered 1-800-LIVE-LOB, I thought, oh my gosh, this is an omen. I have to start this company. And that's really kind of how one of the reasons that I started it. It just seemed like it was something I had to do.
Okay, 1-800-LIVE-LOB and
lobstergram.com.
Couldn't be simpler. Dan Zawicki, Lobstergram. Happy holidays to you, my friend. I hope we'll see you soon.
Yeah, happy holidays, Dean. And happy holidays to all your listeners. And thank you.
More food as gifts coming up on WGN. 36 Dean Richards Sunday on WGN. And our Food Time show is on the air. Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. Now in its 20th year. Holy smokes. Talking feeding the world in a different way than Band-Aid intended when they recorded this song. Food as gifts. Fantastic. Holiday gifts for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for whatever your holiday. One of the most interesting places to find great food gifts is the Spice House. They have several locations, but these are places where you can go and find fresh spices. I mean, you know, store-bought, when you go to the big stores, you can, you know, find these spices for sure. But when you taste the difference of what you get at the Spice House, you see what fresh spices are all about. And Tom Erd has been running the Spice House for some time. Tom, nice to have you on with us. Good afternoon.
Hello, Dean.
How are you, my friend?
Doing great. Busy as heck.
I can imagine. For how long now has the Spice House been going? Because it's been quite a few years, right?
1957.
Wow.
Yeah, we're second generation.
That's fantastic. Just a fantastic idea. What are the things that are flying out of the store now for the holidays?
Well, we're going through a lot of our ethnic Chicago gift boxes, and these are a line of spice blends that reflect the different ethnic neighborhoods in Chicago. So we've got 12 different ones, and we pack them into four different gift boxes. And they're really cool, you know, Chicago-type gifts.
So what would be some of the Chicago ethnic spices?
Well, okay. So think of Taylor Street. Okay, so you've got Italian seasoning. So you've got Taylor Street cheese sprinkle would be Romano cheese, basil, garlic. Pilsen Latino seasoning would be, you know, a Mexican Latino run of spices. Ukrainian village seasoning would be Eastern European spices. And, you know, we've got 12 different ones. And
isn't there, there's a Greek town one, isn't there?
The Greek town is great. So think of oregano and lemon in a Greek seasoning,
Yeah, I think I've seen that when I've been in the store. So there is a perfect gift if you've got a foodie on your list, somebody who does a certain amount of cooking. That's a fantastic gift idea, I think.
Any kind of cooking or baking. And they're only $23.95. So, you know, really cool.
So reasonable.
Four boxes. Yeah.
What about, we'll get back to the gifts in a second, but, a lot of people are doing their holiday baking right now. And I would think things like, cinnamon, nutmeg, all those kinds of things, are those, popular items this time of year?
Yeah, we're grinding. We ground 80 pounds of cinnamon 2 days ago, and we're going to have to grind.
Wow.
We're going to have to grind another 100 pounds tomorrow. And that was, we've got four different types. So there's a fella, grinding just about every two or three days. And this cinnamon, we're grinding the bark right off the tree, and we're grinding it and sifting it. When you're getting cinnamon here, it will move you.
Yeah, yeah. for an eggnog, so a freshly ground cinnamon, you can't get it any fresher than if you took the eggnog nut itself, whatever it's called, you know what I mean?
Cinnamon is in eggnog, and also nutmeg is used a lot.
Nutmeg is what I meant. But you grind a little of that on top of some delicious eggnog. There's no better holiday treat.
Oh, yeah, the way to do it is to use the whole nut. And those are really hard to find, but I've got a couple hundred pounds here. And you just grate it on a fine grater. And the smell and the aroma is so much better than the ground stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so what else for holiday gifts? What would be some good other holiday gifts
from
Spice
House? We're making a lot of mulling spices these days, and that's made from cinnamon bark, allspice, cloves, and cashew buds. Cashew buds are the buds from the cinnamon tree. And there's also some allspice berries, a little cardamom, and a little mace in there. And the mulling spices aren't only for mulling wine, but it makes a great, great spiced apple cider. So that's really popular for the holidays. Or a lot of people will buy a jar of that and then pair it with a bottle of, a deep-flavored red to make mulling spices at home or to make mulled wine at home.
Okay, right.
Our hot cocoa mix is selling a lot. We've got some killer hot cocoa blends, and we use a super rich 22% butterfat cocoa, and this stuff. You make a cup of this stuff, and it'll change your whole outlook on the world.
I know that you sell fresh flavors, spices, to infuse into the alcoholic beverage of your choice as well, correct?
A lot of people are doing that. They'll take things like, cinnamon, allspice, those kinds of things, and put them in a little muslin bag and drop them into a bottle of vodka to flavor their vodka.
Mm.
Or we have people that buy vanilla beans and you put that in a bottle of vodka with a little sugar. And you cut them up, so that you're releasing some of the flavor. And you shake it every day, and after two, 3 weeks, you've got nice vanilla extract. So yeah, spices have been used for or have been infusing liquids for probably 2,500 years.
Yeah.
That's the original perfume was spices mixed with water or oil.
Now, if someone wanted to give the same gifts that the wise men gave at the in Bethlehem, that is also possible at the Spice House, correct?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Of course, being spice merchants, good spice merchants, we carry frankincense and myrrh also. although I don't have any gold Krugerrands for sale, but frankincense and myrrh we do have, and those are really the sap from a certain bush that's grown on the southern Arabian Peninsula, and it's been used as an air freshener, or it's incense, essentially. You mix that with cinnamon bark, and you've got, the first incense, the stuff that the Queen of Sheba gave to Solomon when he was building his temple.
If it's good enough for the Queen of Sheba, it's good enough for you, I say. You want to get more on this, and really great foodie gift ideas. The Spice House, it's two locations in Chicago, 1512 North Wells, 1941 Central in Evanston. Is there a website if somebody wanted to learn more, Tom?
Yeah, it's a great website. It's just thespicehouse.com. And people that want to order on the web tomorrow, we have free shipping.
Oh, okay, perfect. That's perfect timing on this then. Thespicehouse.com. Tom Erd with The Spice House. Happy holidays to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dean. We love your show.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for calling. It's another great food as gift idea that you hear about here on WGN from our friends at Lou Malnati's. This is like the quintessential Chicago food as gift pack. Mindy Kaplan is with Lou Malnati's and joins us. Hi, Mindy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Dean. I'm good.
Happy holidays to you.
And you.
I enjoyed some delicious Lou Malnati's pizza last night. It's fantastic. And what a smile it puts on people's faces when they get a great Chicago-style pizza from Lou's, you know, wherever they happen to live in the United States, right?
Well, that's the great thing. Not only can you get it here in Chicago, but we'll ship it anywhere in the country so we can share that nice, warm Chicago comfort food anywhere.
So you hear commercials for 1-800-LOU-TO-GO. We talk about that here on WGN. But what are the kinds of things that people can order? Because it's a lot more than just pizza.
Right. Of course, you have Lou Malnati's deep dish pizza, and we have that in six varieties. But we also ship Chicago favorites like Eli's cheesecake, Portillo's Italian beef, Vienna hot dogs, Nuts on Clark popcorn, and many more. I mean, we have Bobak's. We have a lot of things that have been at the Taste of Chicago for a number of years. New to us is Real Urban Barbecue, so you can get your ribs and pulled pork and brisket. So just a large variety.
That's fantastic. And these are things that are just so quintessentially Chicago. People ask, how do you send these things across the country? Perfectly safe, right? And perfectly doable. You guys have been doing it for years.
We've been doing this for over 25 years, and everything goes in a foam container on dry ice, and it arrives within 48 hours. So it's perfectly safe. You know, of course, it's not exactly what you get when you get deep dish pizza in the pan at Lou Malnati's restaurants, but it is a really close second. I mean, each one of these frozen pizzas is handmade from scratch, just like it is in the pizzerias. And then it's flash frozen and shipped on dry ice. So it really is just like you're getting it at the restaurant.
You know what? I've sent these numerous times through the years. I have never had anybody say, oh, yeah, you know, this isn't really the way I remember Lou Malnati's. They're just so happy to be getting some deep dish pizza, you know, from Lou's. I've never had a dissatisfied customer when I've sent these. People just love them.
Well, we love to hear that. And, you know, we do have 100% guarantee. So in the off chance that for some reason there's a weather delay or something like that, it just takes a phone call and we'll ship it out again because we want to make sure all of our customers are happy and satisfied.
Yeah, I do know the customer service is a top priority there, that's for sure. And people can also send gift certificates, too, if they're not sure what to send or, you know, they're, you know, not sure if somebody's going to be home to get the shipment or whatever. A gift certificate is also a great idea, and then they can just go to your website and order whatever they like.
That's true. And the gift certificates we can either send digitally, so it's like a virtual gift card, or we can send it through the mail. At this time of the year, you know, you have to allow for shipping.
Right.
But when we do ship it in the mail, we ship it in little Lou Malnati's pizza boxes.
Oh, how cute is that?
So it's kind of gifted already.
Okay. Now, if people want to actually do this, is there a cutoff time for delivery for Christmas?
Well, all of our prices include standard shipping. And standard shipping they have until next Sunday at noon, and they can still get the standard shipping. After that, they would have to pay an expedited fee, and we could ship it as late as Wednesday to arrive on Thursday.
Okay.
But I don't recommend that. Just, of course, you know, you never know what the weather is going to be like anywhere
True.
In the country, and
Yep.
it would be delayed. So there's still a week to get it, though, for standard delivery.
Okay, so Lou Malnati's pizza, Portillo's hot dogs, what else? Italian beef.
Nuts on Clark popcorn.
Yep. I mean, all these great Chicago things. Best way to order all this is loumalnatis.com?
tasteofchicago.com takes you right to the website for shipping. Lumel Nadi's, you can get there, but it would take you
through a few more steps. Yeah,
right. And of course, 1-800-LU-TO-GO. And if they have not heard that commercial yet this season on WGN, I would be surprised, because that jingle has been around forever. I think.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I would sing it for you, but that would not make anybody happy.
That's right. That's right. So tasteofchicago.com. Taste or tastes?
Tastes with an S.
Tastes with an S of Chicago.com or 1-800-LU-TO-GO. Mindy Kaplan, happy holidays to you and to the entire Kaplan family. We hope you have a great holiday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dean. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. It's 1249. How about for the Italian food lover on your list? More food as gifts next as Food Time continues on WGN. Food as gifts for the holidays on today's Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. You are a true foodie, undoubtedly. You have been to Italy, the food emporium that is over at 43 East Ohio Street. All kinds of great food gift ideas from there. Beatrix Beresconi. I hope I'm close at pronouncing your name. Am I close at all?
Yeah, close enough, close enough.
But you say it just to make sure we get it correct.
Beatrice Beresconi.
Yeah.
Perfetto.
Does that sound right? I'm talking with my hands while I'm saying all that, by the way, as well.
Oh, yeah, then I'm sure it's perfect.
Okay. Nice to have you with us today. So,
Thank you.
Always foodie treats over at Italy. What are some of the top holiday gift suggestions?
So we have a really, really wide variety of gift boxes, which are right at the entrance on the left. Really beautiful red gift boxes that are for every taste and every budget. They start from like $29 up. And this year we extended our variety of the mixed ones. Last year we saw that everyone preferred the ones with a little bit of pasta, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, a little dessert. So what we did is we created 12 new gift boxes with the theme that is a city. So we took 12 of the most important and prettiest cities in Italy, and we made a gift box.
So what would some of those things be in some of the gift boxes from which to choose?
So, for example, I'm going to be biased here. My favorite is Milano because I'm from really close to there. And there is an extra virgin olive oil from Lombardia. There is a risotto, a rice to make risotto, actually. There is saffron. There is chocolate. And there is a panettone, which is the second thing that everyone must try at Italy.
The panettone is it's like an Italian holiday cake, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like this really, really big... I shouldn't say it, but it's like a giant muffin sort of thing.
Yeah, it's almost like an Italian fruit cake, but
yeah,
I think much more delicious, much more not as dense as a traditional fruit cake.
Yeah, and actually, a really interesting thing is that it's so fluffy and light because after they prepare it, they shape it, they cook it, it rests upside down.
Yeah,
that's how it becomes so fluffy and good. We have a wide variety of those. And yes, the classic one has raisin and candied oranges, but we have ones with chocolate chips. We have ones with candied oranges, apricots, raisins, figs. There is like for every taste.
And is it true that you have a 20-pound panettone?
Yes, actually, yesterday, too bad we're doing this today, we opened a 22-pound panettone. And actually, the rule is the bigger it is, the softer, the fluffier, the better it is.
Oh, really?
So so yesterday's panettone was really great.
I like to see
for a long time.
Yeah, I like to see the size of the oven that it takes to cook to bake a 20-pound cake.
Yeah. It probably was by itself.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I know you have some super giant ovens there at the where food is being prepared, which also brings us to the restaurants at Italy also would make great food gifts, right?
Yes, actually, this year we are celebrating Christmas Eve at Italy.
Oh.
And for one night only, on the 31st, of course, we are having a seated three-course dinner. We are combining two of the restaurants close to the piazza, and we'll offer antipasto, primo, secondo, and then everyone is going to move in our private event space at the, it's called Salone, and we will have a dessert bar with, of course, panettone, and many other desserts like bombolone, hot chocolate. And panettone is actually something you have to eat at Christmas, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
In Italy.
It's good luck.
Funny because yeah, we have a lot of traditions in Italy, so you have to eat panettone in a certain moment.
How fun!
And you have to eat it in a certain way. Actually, at work, everyone makes fun of us Italians, so traditional and annoying. And I hear people make French toast, and they're amazing with panettone. But I couldn't try it. I don't know.
I'll bet that's delicious.
Yeah.
And I'll bet it would be a lot of fun to ring in the new year with all that wonderful food around as well. Italy is 43 East Ohio Street, 312-521-8700. If you haven't been there yet, you must stop in. If you are a food lover at all, this is just a wonderland for foodies. Italy.com for more information. Beatrice Bernasconi.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
And stop by. Let me know when you're there. And I'll offer you some panettone.
I will do that. Thank you. Okay. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas.
To
Thank
you. As well.